Talking about sports that you never knew was a sport. Next up this morning, our special guest is Celeste, telling us more about pole dancing. If you want to add to the list, by the way, 084-850-0942. It's time for us to welcome on the show Celeste Lamontrier. Pole dancer. Is that right? What do you call it?
I call it pole fitness, just because that's exactly what it is. There's an element of fitness into it. Dancing is a component, but you do it to get fit.
Pole dancing is something else.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I get you. But where did the idea start, though?
Well, look, I think there's a long history of pole dancing. But as you go later on, the first person to make an instructional for women on a daily basis on a fitness level was a lady in Canada who decided to make home DVDs for women as a sport to get fit and healthy. And then it just sort of develops from there. And there was classes that began, because I mean, it is quite a dangerous sport, so you don't always want to do it alone at home because it can be dangerous. So I think that's where it sort of originated and started from. And then there were competitions, which made it seem as a sport, not just on the sensual side. And it just grew from there.
Well, I'm sure a lot of husbands are listening right now and they're going, well, baby, you hear that. You can just get a pole.
It's a sport.
It's a sport. This is for you. It's not even about me now, baby. It's about you getting fitter, strengthening your core.
But that's exactly it. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the reason I got into pole in the first place was after the birth of my first child, I had no core muscles at all.
Mm.
And I needed something to build my strength, to strengthen my core. And I needed a challenge.
Are there competitions?
Yes.
Do you have?
Yeah, there's plenty of competitions.
Championships.
So what's happening is I'm sure you've heard that pole has now been submitted into the Olympics as an Olympic sport.
Mm. What? Yes.
Yeah. So the International Pole Federation is called the IPSF,
mm-hmm.
and they have taken steps into trying to get into the Olympics. So they've got observer status for the, I'm trying to remember what it's called. I think it's GASIF, Association of Global Pole Sports Federations. And what that is that's an association that helps people get sports into the Olympics. Sports.
And it's pole dancing.
Pole fitness.
So it'll be called pole fitness, not pole dancing. Because I was going to say, if you've taken an aphrodisiac, that would be considered doping. Because it's kind of a sexy thing.
Are there guys that take part?
Absolutely.
In GASIF?
Yeah, well, no, that's the
federation.
I can't even speak.
It's just a yes no question, Celeste. It's done months, but did you give any pole fit?
Yes or no? I'm banning myself.
Do men do pole dancing?
Yes, they do pole fitness.
Okay.
Pole fitness.
At the
GASIF
Club. At the section. Okay. Listen, just to conclude quickly, your studio is in Bedford View.
That's correct. It's called Aphrodite Secrets.
Aphrodite Secrets. So go and join Celeste's studio today, ladies. Go and join it. It's different. It's great.
And could be better for your marriage even.
Absolutely.
Listen, thanks for joining us and telling us more about this amazing new sport. We didn't know it's a sport.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you for wanting to find out more about it.
Thanks, Celeste.
Woo-hoo.
We'll put a seductive picture up for you on our social media. Once again, follow us on Twitter. Join us on Facebook.
Seductive is really an oversell.
I know. There's a pole in the studio. Tumi and I both looked at the same time at this big pillow. It's a pillow.
It's a pole and steroids called a pillar.
Okay, we'd love to hear from you now. Any sport that we didn't know is a sport? 084-850-0942. Morda.
Breakfast with Martin Bester and Tumi Marake.
You're listening to my favorite breakfast show.
So good. 6 to 9 weekdays.
Like Yellow Show, you're awesome with
more music you love.
This is Elvis Blue.
Hey guys, it's Taylor Swift.
This is John Mayer.
Martin and Tumi on Jacaranda FM.